we could honor every single one of you ladies, because you all deserve it. And God has blessed us with just amazing, amazing ladies. So make sure that guys and kids and all that, you just treat your moms with special care today. Today I want to talk to you in the next few minutes, a message entitled, A Mother's Legacy. A Mother's Legacy. To your second grade children often have a different perspective on moms. Let me just read a few statements from some of the second graders. Question, what ingredients are mothers made of? One child said, God makes mothers out of clouds and angel hair and everything nice in the world with just one dab of mean. Another said, they had to get their start from men's bones and then they mostly use string, I think. What's the difference between moms and dads? Moms work at work and work at home, and dad just go to work at work. Another one said, dads are taller and stronger, but moms have the real power, because that's who you got to ask if you want to sleep over your friend's house. What does your mom do in her spare time? Mothers don't do spare time. To hear her tell it, she pays bills all day long. What would it take to make your mom perfect? On the inside, she's already perfect. Outside, I think some kind of plastic surgery. Another one said, dye it. You know, her hair. I'd dye it maybe blue. Another one said, if you could change one thing about your mom, what would it be? One said, I'd make my mom smarter. Then she would know it was my sister who did it, not me. Another one said, I would like her to get rid of those invisible eyes in the back of her head. Does that ring a bell at all with any of your moms? I know in our house, we call my wife the finder. The finder. No matter what it is, she finds it. I'll never forget on my daughter's wedding night. She had made plans and preparations, and she and her new husband were traveling to Puerto Vallarta to have a nice resort vacation. And she had put her passport to make a copy on the computer and then just shut it, made the copy, and left it. And that the night of her wedding, after all the stresses and all the partying and all the great time we had, we're asleep. And it must have been maybe 1 o'clock in the morning, and the phone rings, and Sandra wakes up, and I wake up with her, and she's like, oh no, oh no, wait a minute, let me think. And she literally sits up in bed, she goes, let me think. She takes like 10 seconds, literally. She goes, let me think. It's on the computer. And she goes in there, there it is, opens the lid, it's on the computer. I have no idea how in the world she miraculously does those things. But that's just one of many examples. And so she got the passport to my daughter, and they were able to get off to their honeymoon. But we call her the finder. I don't know. And many, many other things that our moms do that are just these miracles that happen. The greatest miracle, I think, that happens is as a result of you mothers, what happens to your kids when they grow up? And in the scripture, there is a passage that's powerful, and it's one that I have gone back to many, many, many times, not only as a son, but also as a parent. And it's this scripture in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 4 to 5. Paul is speaking, and he's writing to this young minister, and he writes, I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. This is generational blessing right here. Paul is writing to Timothy. He's not writing to his grandmother or his mother, but he says, I know your grandma and I know your mom, and I see the faith that's in you. It's the same faith that they have. And I've watched your grandmother pass it to her mother. And I've seen your mother pass it on to you. And I'm confident that you're then going to pass it on to the next generation. He's speaking to three generations here. I don't know how many generations of Christ there are in your family. Maybe here today you've got multiple generations where you look back at a rich heritage of faith. Maybe you're the first one. And that you're the cycle breaker. You're the one where everything changes. And I know a lot of you, and you are those cycle breakers. And it's so amazing to me to watch your life and to watch your family and to realize where you've come from, but to realize where your children will go. And that their story will be drastically different than your story was. Because of the godliness, because of the faith that you have in your life. Timothy, this young pastor and namesake of two New Testament letters, grew spiritually because of the prayer, the vision, and faithfulness of his mother Eunice and his grandmother Lois. And I want to talk to you just briefly about those three qualities of a mother. Prayer, vision, and faithfulness. First of all, prayer. A mother's prayer is foundational. How many would say that I have a mother or a grandmother who prayed for me? How many would say I have a grandmother or mother who still prays for me? I do. I know my grandmothers have passed away, but my mother often, she just turned 80 this year, she will often write in a card or say as we're having a conversation, I pray for you every day. Can I just tell you right now, I know without a shadow of a doubt that those prayers are lifeblood. I don't know how many things in life that I have been able to avoid, not because of my cleverness, but because of mom's prayer. I don't know how many good decisions I've made that I thought I made when I realized my mom is praying, God, give him wisdom. God, give him discernment. God, give him an ability to understand and to be able to track through life. I might be able to think that maybe that came out of myself, but I know this for without a shadow of a doubt. That's because there's a mother who's praying for God to do something great in her children. A mother's prayer is powerful. There's a woman named Susanna Wesley. If you've ever heard of Charles and John Wesley, great revivalists of centuries past, men in which the Methodist Church was birthed out of. They brought revival to the continent of Europe, specifically to the nation of England back in centuries past. And it said about her that she prayed 1 hour a day for each of her 19 children. Now, I don't really know how you pray 19 hours a day when you got 19 children. I think maybe it meant to say that she prayed at least an hour a day for her kids. But I guarantee you this, when she's serving and working with those kids, she's praying as she's laying hands on each one of them and fixing their meals and tucking them into bed. 17 of them were at home at any given time. And she prayed for them until all 19 gave their hearts to Christ as their Lord and Savior. John and Charles, of course, the great men that brought revival to England. I don't really know if there is a great spiritual man or woman without a parent who's praying. And here's what I know. That a lot of you here say, I've prayed forever and I don't see any change. Can I just challenge you right now? Don't stop praying. I've often told you about my grandparents and how my grandmother wanted to be a missionary so badly. Young girl in Arkansas, born in 1900, grandfather born in 1898, and they lived there way, way out in the Ozarks. And my grandmother just craved to be a missionary. She wanted to go to India, and she prayed for her husband. She had married a man who wasn't yet a believer. And because of that, he wouldn't let her go on the mission field. And so she said, well, I'm going to make my own mission field then. And she prayed, and she prayed, and she prayed, and she prayed. And her prayers lasted over 30 years. Until one day in his mid-40s, my grandfather said, it's time. And he submitted to the prayer. He submitted to God. And he gave his life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And out of a result of that, my mother was taught to serve Christ. And out of that, we were taught to serve Christ, our three kids. And out of that, my three kids were taught to serve Christ. And as my kids are in ministry, I know the next generation is going to be taught to serve Christ. The generations can pass, but only as we as parents pass down the power of the living God. And the greatest tool that you have, the greatest effort that you could ever exert, is the exertion you give when you pray. Moms, pray. And I want to challenge you not to make it some drive-through fast food prayer. Not some simple, and I know these are good to pray with your children, but go further than now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. Go further. Get on your face as you pray for those little kids. Touch God's heart as you pray for those children. Proverbs 31 verse 30 says this, charm is deceitful, beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. I watch my wife as she stands in front of the mirror and she looks at the marks of age. I still think she's as beautiful as the day I married her. But for her, she looks in the mirror, she sees the weather. She sees the years. She works hard at keeping herself together. But all of us are in the same boat, aren't we? Age just happens. Time just passes. And on any time I look on Facebook at Throwback Thursday, and often some of you will post those pictures. And sometimes someone will say, wow, you haven't changed at all. And I think in my mind, what picture are you looking at? Because there's definitely some change. We all change. Life happens. Age happens. But you know, the Bible says that beauty is fleeting. Charm is deceptive. But there's one thing that endures. And moms, if you have any one quality, let it be this quality. A woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. So we had the two ladies stand up here. Melissa in her 30s. Margaret years older. And the beauty is there and the charm is there. But I know, ladies, you want to be like Margaret. As you stand up here later on in life, having been faithful. And I know they would love to tell their testimony up here today. But we have prayed for Margaret and John's children for decades. At least 2 decades here at this church. As there's been an estrangement through all kinds of circumstances. And praise God that as a result of the accident that she's gone through, there's restoration. God has restored the children back to the parents. And here's what I know. It's awesome. It's because of praying parents. John and Margaret have never failed from the day they walked into this sanctuary. Pray for our kids. Pray for our kids. Pray for our kids. And many, 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 many mornings I've stood right in this spot as we stood in a circle together and prayed for the Burnham children. And today, they're restored to their family. God answers prayer, church. Moms, don't ever quit. Don't ever stop. Though it may seem like it's taking forever, don't ever stop praying for your kids. There have been so many occasions when my mom would ask me a question about my spiritual life. And I'd give her the report, and if it was a good report, or when it was a good report, she'd just smile and say, I knew it. I knew it. How do you know? Because we've been praying for you. When God gives you that heart. And every one of you has that heart for those children. Whether they're elementary age or whether they're full grown, it doesn't matter. I don't know how it works, but I'm a firm believer that God answers mothers' prayers more than anybody else. I know, guys, it doesn't sound fair. I just feel that sometimes, that when the mom cries out, that God answers that prayer. And I'm so, so glad He does. Moms, if you do anything, pray. Second thing I want to talk to you about is mother's vision. It's insightful. A mother's vision is insightful. What do I mean by a mother's vision? What I mean by that is this, that a mother looks to what her children are becoming, not what they are now. And we need that a lot, don't we, parents? When we look at those kids and we see what they're getting into. I don't know what my parents were thinking when we threw the fireworks over the fence into the neighborhood's yard and caught the yard on fire. Praise God, the neighbor was in the yard at the time and he happened to be watering his flowers, or the whole house might have gone up in flames. I don't know what my parents were thinking when in our backyard we had a built-in trampoline, not the kind that sits above ground, but the kind that a large hole was dug in the ground, and the trampoline part was stretched so that it was ground level, so that you could bounce and you were actually bouncing below ground. Well, we had the idea in hot summer days to put water on that, and as you fill it with water, it forms a large puddle, and how much fun is it to get up on the roof and jump up and jump down into the puddle? That'll be awesome. I don't know what mom is thinking when we're jumping off the roof into that. I don't know what she's thinking when we, again on the 4th of July, we're throwing fireworks and one of these little firework sparkler things landed on the neighbor's brand new painted car and scorched the whole hood of the neighbor's car. Kids just do dumb stuff. That's the way God made them. They're figuring it out. They're experimenting. They light things on fire. I remember we had seen a television program, and back in the 60s, it was popular. Remember back those variety shows? And there was invariably someone who would put a woman up on a board, and he'd throw knives at her. Now, we as kids really thought he was throwing knives at her. We didn't know that there was a trick behind the whole thing. And some of you are going, it was a trick? It was really? And so we tied a neighborhood girl up onto the porch, and we threw darts at her. And I praise God to this day. I'm so glad we didn't, like, kill this poor child. Or, you know, you're going to put an eye out. We could have put an eye out. What are you thinking? Kids do dumb stuff. But a mother's vision is insightful. A mother's vision sees what the child is becoming, not what the child is at the moment. A mother has the ability to see that 7-year-old throwing darts at the neighbor kid and saying, God, I don't know how you're going to do it, but someday he's going to be a man of God. Someday he's going to amount to something. Someday he's going to be your person. And that comes through a mom's prayer. Someday. Here's what Proverbs 31:25 says. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. Now, I know a lot of you ladies look at your kids now and you're not laughing at the days to come. You're thinking, oh God. And maybe you're crying for the days to come because you just want them to turn out well. Can I just guarantee you something? The scripture says this, that train up your child in the way they should go. And when they are older, they will not depart from the way you trained them. Now, they may wander. Oh, man. I didn't wander for a long time, but from the ages of 12, 13, 14, 15, and, you know, what kind of trouble can you get in when you're that young? But, you know, the stupid things that people do and young people do, that sometimes we'll wander off track and we'll get a little sideways. But as mom is faithful to the vision, I'm not going to stop praying, because I'm not praying necessarily for that child in the moment. And yes, you are praying for the child in the moment, but you've got a bigger vision. Your vision is what that child is going to become in just a moment. And how many have full-grown children right now, and you will say without a shadow of a doubt that from the time they were born till today, it's been just a moment. It's true, isn't it? The oldest is already 26. The youngest is already 21. And it's been just a blink. And you older parents get that. And even you younger parents, as I watch you, and it's so awesome to watch you have your own children. And I can see even you saying, he was just born yesterday, and now I'm sending him to preschool. And now she's going to kindergarten. And you're already saying it in the early years of your child's life. Raise them, because you're not raising a child, you're raising a future adult. That's who you're pouring into. That's who you're giving your life to. I remember having a little star board at home. I don't know if parents do that today, but we had a star chart. And on the star chart, did you make your bed? Get a star. Did you clean your room? Get a star. Did you fold your clothes after laundry? Get a star. Did you read your Bible? Get a star. Did you pray? Get a star. And every morning, I don't think I remember a morning that ever existed when we'd head off to school without a prayer. Because mom knew what she was building into, and dad had already gone to work, so it was mainly mom's work. And we remembered that, Sandra and I as parents, and every day, no matter where we were, if there were kids sleeping over, doesn't matter. Join us for prayer. If we're driving a neighbor kid with us to school, doesn't matter. We're praying in the car before you get out and go to school. Every day and every night. And every night I remember mom reciting verses to us and teaching us verses, and we would remember them. And so we did that too. And the kids could, they learned the Lord's Prayer, and they learned Psalm 23, and they learned the books of the Bible, and we'd tickle and giggle and laugh in the midst of teaching them God's Word. And now that they're grown up, they're calling their mother blessed. Parents, it's worth it. I know it's tough sometimes. Oh, I just want them to go to sleep. Can we skip prayers tonight? Don't you dare. Don't you dare skip that part. Oh, we're kind of not in the mood to get them to church. Get them to church. They do what you do, and they won't do what you won't do. What are the memories you're creating in them so that when they grow older, they'll be thinking back, this is what we always did. This is how we were raised. These are the things I remember, and they'll be the crazy times. But remember, you're raising adults. You're training them so that the next generation will know the truth about the Lord Jesus Christ. Last one, a mother's faithfulness is reliable. A mother's faithfulness. Your prayer, your insightful vision rests on this characteristic of being faithful. Here's what I know. You can do everything right as a parent, but if you don't begin with loving God, you're going to fail. If it doesn't begin right there. I know it gets hard. I know you get tired. And I know especially in this valley, there are very, very few moms who get to just focus on the children. Most of you have to work a job too, besides raising your children. And then your husbands come home and they help you. I know it gets tiresome. Been there. Be faithful. Don't ever stop. It's well worth it. The long nights, the sleeplessness. When I asked my wife, you know, what do you remember back? What was it like? And she looks at me off and she says, I remember you all through those years and you were tired all the time. Okay. That's what it is when your kids are little. They get older, it's worth it. When you can send them out and you have absolute trust that they're going to wear your name well wherever they are. That when they go out with their friends, that you know, and we've had it so many times for the kids to call and say, you know, we are out tonight and I'm a little uncomfortable in what we're doing. I'm going to come home. Come on home. Or before they drove, could you come pick me up? Oh man, that's music to my heart. Because they were able to discern the situation, know that it wasn't godly, and say, this isn't right for me, I'm leaving. You can trust that. There's a lot of parents who struggle when their teens get to those adolescent years because they're worried. When you train them faithfully and raise them in the way that God does, to know Him and to honor Him, when they get to those ages, you won't have to worry. And it's so amazing when they're older that you can even learn from them. I remember in the 70s. When our family got a little crazy, and you've heard our story, Mom and Dad had difficult times. And I'll never forget the night coming back into this area, Mom taking us to church. Every Sunday, taking us back to church. Dad was other places. Struggles were there. She kept us faithful every week, every week, every week. And I even remember her picking up other people to take them to church with us. Got to get up early today. Oh, Mom, really? Yeah, you got to get up because I got to pick up two or three people on the way that don't have rides to church. And she would bring us and she would teach us and then we'd come home and then she'd cook Sunday afternoon meal. I love her pot roast. Faithful. The Lord Jesus said this, when the Son of Man returns, will He find faith on the earth? And that Greek word really means, will He find people being faithful? And I know moms here, I know this. I know this in your heart. The thing you want most is for your children to grow up godly. I know that's what you want the most. More than anything, be faithful. When you're faithful, they will truly turn out the way you want them to be. That's God's promise. And then you just keep on living that example. I'm finding this a little bit different now. That our kids are moving out of the house, just like we moved out of my mom's house. And you know, I still watch her. She's 80 now. She's still a part of serving in her local church. She still prays. She still volunteers. She still leads a small group. And as I watch my wife, mother, our own children, they call her more than they call me. Mom, what do I do? And she takes that time and she works with them and she talks with them and she guides them. And the thing I really like most is that she has taken on this passion to not only mother our own kids, but to mother other young people. So we do the young adult group in our home every Tuesday night. She just loves mothering young people. And she cooks and she nurtures and she counsels. And I watch her and I marvel. Moms, be faithful. Now, as I'm saying all this, I know what's going on in your mind, a lot of you. You're thinking, but it's already too late for me. You don't know the struggles I've had in my family. Or my kids have even passed away. And Mother's Day is not always the favorite day. I know God's grace can be sufficient to nurture you, to bring comfort to your soul. But I love that video clip we showed before we honored the mothers this morning. That ladies, so often you have a view of yourself that your kids don't have. That you think you could have done better. You think you could have been more faithful. You think you could have prayed more often. And I just want to give you a comfort and an encouragement from the Holy Spirit. Your kids see you awesome. They see you as their hero. Scripture says this: she speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. When you're faithful, your kids truly will rise up and call you blessed. And your husband also will praise you. Maybe you don't have a husband because you're a single mom right now. You're even more amazing to me how you do what you do. But moms, I want you to be encouraged today as well as challenged. Be a praying mom. Let your knees show the greatest wear of any other part of your body because you've been on them so often for those children of yours. And even when they're older, keep praying. Have vision. Even when they're older. You know, my mom prayed for us even in latter years, and my brother is the one that has not yet or hasn't in years followed as quickly as my sister and I. But mom prays for him every day. And every day he comes around a little bit. Every day. God's got them. He's got you. Be faithful in all you do. You are so blessed, and we love you so much. Thank you for doing what you do. But I thank God for making you the way you are. Because as much as I'd like to give you credit for being a mom, God just said, we need these people. Because without them, the men I made and the kids they'll have will be in trouble. So let me make some moms. Keep everything straight. Let's bow our heads together. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your word today, and I give you glory. For this Mother's Day, I thank you for my grandmother, for my mother, for my wife. And right now, I pray that all of these people are thinking of their generations before them. And some of them have great heritages, a great lineage. Some are brand new. Some, they're the first Christian in their line. What an awesome miracle. What an amazing cycle break to know that right here at this generation, the story that the children will tell will be way different. Lord, I thank you for the moms here today, and I pray your blessing on them. I pray your Holy Spirit's touch on them. I pray for the hurting moms today that are struggling because maybe they're looking at themselves in the mirror and they're thinking they didn't do a faithful job. Lord, I pray you would encourage them today. Let them know, Lord, that the story's not over. You're still writing it. And that today they can decide to change, to return to prayer, return to understanding the vision you laid out for them, returning to faithfulness. God, I pray for the children here today, older or younger, that maybe they have already seen their mother go into eternity. I pray your encouragement to them. That your Holy Spirit's touch, God, would be just so comforting on their life. I praise you, God, for all the mothers today. With your heads bowed and your eyes closed. It's Mother's Day. It's May the 8th. I pray in Jesus' name, God, that you're moving on hearts right now. If you are someone here today and you're not serving the Lord, and you know your mother has been praying for you, what greater gift could you give your mom for Mother's Day? And not that you just do it for her, but you realize today that Jesus is the answer. Maybe today is your day. And you can report back to your mom, Mom, thank you for praying, because today was the day I gave my heart to Jesus Christ. I want to ask that question. If there's anybody here that would like to give their heart to Jesus this morning, on this Mother's Day, would you slip up your hand? Let me pray for you. Anyone here this morning? Amen. Praise the Lord. I'll assume that we're all following Christ, and that's an awesome gift. Father, thank you for your word today. Thank you for the blessing, God, of mothers. And we give you the praise for them. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen.